the trees, the minerals, resources, everything is the Lord's. That's a good introduction. All right? So we are all moving together. Okay? Now, here we go. So Satan, have that understanding. If you are not a believer, I'm not talking because you're born again and you think you're a believer. I don't mean that. We have got so many born agains who actually live outside faith. It doesn't mean that because you are born again and you're in church and you think I'm addressing you. No, I'm talking about practical faith. So how does Satan give people money? We have so many Christians who are watching me now here who are enjoying the money the devil gave them. And it's so dangerous. We have to learn about it. And we have to learn how God gives money. Because you may actually be praying and the devil may give you a solution. Until you learn about this, you will never receive God's provision. So how Satan gives people money? That most very important here. So number one, through corrupt practices and corrupt systems. This could be greed, exploitation. This could be through evil ways of corruption. The devil can give you money. That's not money from God. I want you to get that. That's not money from God. All these things of corruption, deceptive deals, corruption, bribes, all of these are not godly. Because if you want to enjoy God's money, understand these things. Because real money is coming. You don't know what I'm talking about. Number two, idolatry of mammon. The devil gives people money by making them to start loving it. They would do anything to get it. Now imagine you're telling. Let's look at the story in Genesis chapter 14, right? Let's go to Genesis chapter 14. Let's start from verse 14.
Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
Mm-hmm. Now, go to verse 17.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Sodoma.
Who's the king?
And the king who were with him.
All right, so, and the king of what? Sodom went to meet him, right?
Yes.
Okay, and verse 18, another king.
Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered you, your enemies, into your hands. And he gave him a tithe of all.
All right, verse 21.
Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the persons and take the goods for yourself.
In New Living Translation, the same scripture. Let's just go there.
The king of Sodom said to Abram, give back my people who were captured, but you may keep for yourself all the goods you have recovered.
All right, next verse.
Abram replied to the king of Sodom, I solemnly swear to the Lord, God Most High, creator of heaven and earth,
mm-hmm.
that I will not take so much as a single thread of sandal thong from what belongs to you. Otherwise, you might say, I am the one who made Abraham rich.
Now we find here that Abraham is denying worth, money, resources. If you can only understand this teaching tonight and we pray for money, the money will come. Because the problem is we are mixing. So many of you are mixing. You do not understand streams of resources, how they come. It's either the enemy or it is God bringing it. So be very careful. Number one, the enemy brings finances through corrupt practices. You will be given offers. He'll give you offers of corruption. Do this, you have money. Do that, you have money. Do that. Bribes, oppression, a lot of methods. Number two, he will make you to start loving money that you can do anything to get it. After you do those things, Sunday you're in church. God, I pray for resources. Give me resources. God will never give them to you. Because you cannot have mammon and you cannot have God, both of them being the source of your income. Say with me, I cut myself from every channel of the devil. I align myself to God's channel of resources. Number three, through temptation and compromise. The devil can give you money through temptation or what? Compromise. So what he begins to do, he'll close all your channels of money. When all the doors of resources are closed, then he says the only way you can get money, compromise. Compromise. I know you pray, but you can just, they will not know if you take money from here. You can be tempted. Go and sleep with that person so you can have money. Now imagine through compromise, you have compromised that you have slept with a person because you wanted the money. You have stolen something because you wanted the money. You have done something because you wanted the money. Then on Sunday, you are in church praying to the same God. You are in fasting. God, I need the money. God will say, come on. After all, when you want money, you have got your own source. You have the devil as the channel of your resources. Abraham rejected it because he understood what Sodom was. He understood what happened in Sodom. He said, I don't want any association with Sodom because Sodom is a symbol of sin and destruction. So if you want money to come to you from God, begin to understand how the devil can package opportunities. In 2025, I pray that no channel of the devil shall come to your to advantage. God himself will shock you the way he did with Abraham. When Abraham refused, in chapter 13, let's go to chapter 13, verse 2. What does the scripture say? I want you to see this. What does the scripture say? All right?
Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold.
Simple. Just stop there. In Genesis 26, right? Verse 12. What does the scripture say? It says,
when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted. For the Lord blessed him.
Who was behind the blessing?
The Lord.
The Lord blessed him. Hello? No matter what, never fall for temptation. These things are happening and people are still in church praying to God while they are following for temptation and compromise. I want you to know this. God did it in the life of Abraham. He will do it with your life. In Luke 4 verse 7.
Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours.
Now, the devil is telling Jesus. Imagine this. Can you imagine this? The devil is telling Jesus, if you only bow. The word worship there, it does not mean to worship the way we worship God, no. But it's to bow to my terms. If you only understand and compromise, you will get it. Shortcuts. Jumping holiness, you will do it. You'll get it. Compromising God's timing, feeling things are taking time. I think let me help God. Let me just do it now. If you want God's money, forget about it if you compromise. Jesus said, come on, devil. It is written, worship the Father only. And what the scripture says in Philippians chapter 2, because of that, God gave everything to obey Jesus. Am I talking to somebody here? Before we talk about God, give me money, God give me money, understand how the devil gives you money. Because if you do not understand these things, you will jump processes, God's timing. If God says not now, it's not now. The son of David, who was supposed to be a legally binding next king, wanted to become a king before time. And he died. God killed him. Much as he was supposed to be the king, but because he wanted to jump the process and the timing, and he never became one. When I was praying, God told me exactly how he gives money. Trust you me, I know how God gives money. And these are systems we need to explore. And I'll be teaching you the whole week, the whole month, I'll be talking, teaching you practical methods, whether in business, whether in commerce, we'll be discussing these things. How can believers take over and completely shut down worldly systems and be in charge of God's money? That's what the Bible said. The devil, the god of this world, has blinded. So many people are blinded. And they're looking for ways and they think it's God. It's not. If there is a year God will give you money, for the first time some of you, it will be this year. And the money of God adds no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord adds no sorrow. You will enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Go number what? Number four. Deceptive blessings. These ones skip God's plans and come in as beneficial at that moment. But in the long run, you discover they were not blessings. They were actually traps to put you in trouble. And as I'm speaking to you right now, there are so many people who are in trouble because something looked like a blessing. Am I talking to you? It's like marriage. If the devil wants to finish you and you are praying for marriage, he packages his grandson and he starts loving you like you've never seen it. To mess you up. Similarly, the devil can package his granddaughter to mess you up. Deceptive blessings are real. Somebody say after me, I don't need them. I disconnect myself from such blessings. In the name of Jesus, I attach myself to the blessings of the Lord that adds no sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Only on what I have taught you now, it must take you to your knees to say, I need prayers. I need deliverance from Satan's money. There are things he'll package in them. They will look so nice, like wow, wow, wow. Yet you actually know. Some of these things you actually know. Your heart, God will come and give you conviction. Don't do it. But when you look at it, you'll be like, ah, no, let me just do it. When I was praying, God told him, he said, my son, he said, time has come when you need to teach my people to understand my provision. Because Satan can supply. God too can supply. Apostle Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs. So God can supply. But Satan too can package something like a blessing just to trap you. As I'm talking to people right now, some are in debts that the enemy packaged something and you went and took a debt thinking, if I put in this, I'll have a blessing. Thank God tonight, God told me, he said, I'm going to release a blessing. And this blessing will actually add no sorrow. And it will delete all your mess right now. It will solve all your mess. I am like a tree planted by the streams of water. Everything I do, everything I touch shall prosper. You are like a tree planted by the streams of water. Everything you touch, everything you do shall prosper. Yeah. So I disconnect myself. I'm telling you, most of you, the deliverance you need is deliverance from all attachments, because he has packaged channels just to put you in the same circle. And in fact, much of the financial opportunities that appear around you are packages of the enemy. He makes you fall for temptation, traps, shortcuts, corrupt practices, just to make sure that you move in the circles. But trust you me, try the way of God. Hey, are you here, somebody? Say, God's money versus the devil's money. Now, are you still here, somebody? If you're still here, so I'm still here, prophet. So how can we start tapping and moving into God's system of finances? We won't share that much tonight because it's for Sunday. But I want to give you an introduction. Number one is acknowledging God as your Alpha and your Omega. If you want to build $1 million status, or $1 billion status, or a rich status, acknowledge God as the Alpha and Omega, the starter and the finisher of that project. In the book of Revelation 22, verse 13, it says,
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
So God is the beginning. The beginning of your project must be God. If you are trying to open a deal or to do a business venture or a job, let God be the Omega. And let be God be the Alpha. Let him start, let him finish. Don't try to come in the middle and do some shortcuts when God, he is the one who's doing it. The scripture says, he who has begun a good work in you. He who has begun, says he himself shall carry it on and finish it. Don't finish it for him. Don't be tempted and say, I think here, let me do a shortcut. Let me be tempted. Let me fall under the trap. Never. Number two, understand that God is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. You have never, most of you, experienced doors of God. Financial doors of God. God has got doors. If he puts you on one, you are gone. I promise you, you are completely gone. Money begins to follow you because you don't follow it. God puts you at a place of abundance. We have seen God, the whole Bible, as God of abundance. Yet most of you have not experienced the abundance of God. May you receive in the name of Jesus. Say with me, I will walk in God's abundance. Say it again, I will walk in God's abundance. I rebuke every source of the devil's money that comes with the limitations and scarcity. Time has come when we begin to believe God in this realm, in these levels, and refuse completely to be pulled down by certain tricks. Because all these things that the devil brings around you, trust you me, there are strings attached. All opportunities of the devil, they come in with certain things. So number one, we said what? Acknowledging God as the Alpha and Omega. In other words, God as the ultimate source of your worth. It starts like that. I'm giving you step by step. Number two, understanding that it is God who gives you what? Power to produce wealth. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, it is he who gives you power to get wealth. Number three, renouncing scarcity. What does scarcity mean? The missing of man around you. You have to renounce it. You have to rebuke it. Because our God is God of abundance. Why is it not there around you? Renounce it. Say, I renounce all missing opportunities. I rebuke all missing opportunities. Now, I want you to be writing, because this is very important. Whatever you're writing and putting them together, that's very important, because at the end of all my teaching, I'm going to give you an assignment for 3 months to do. Are you here? It is very important. Thank you, Jesus. Number four, have prophetic financial goal setting. So if you align yourself with the prophetic financial goal settings, where you begin to set goals. Because the biggest problem we have is people wanting money to solve their problem. No, that's wrong. We want to weaponize the money. It has to be you using the money, not money using you. We don't need money to solve our problems. We want to use money to solve the problems of other people. Amen. We want to use money to solve the problem of evangelism. We want to use money to solve the problem, not to solve our problems. We want to weaponize it. So if you understand what I've shared with you, how the devil gives people money, and you are a victim of such scenarios, forget about it. When you are praying, God will not give you. That's why on Sunday, it's very important that you listen. How does God, how can I know what is God's money? How does it come? How can I align myself with God's money? Because most of you have not received it. Now we're going to draw an economic warfare framework. How we are going to fight, pray, fast, and move into the economic circles. Jesus said, if your own child asks you for fish, you're able to give your child a fish. What more? Your Father who's in heaven. If you ask for anything. But why are we having that anything? Because Jesus kept on teaching about the devil's money, how it is dangerous. He said it is even impossible to enter God's kingdom under this influence of money. And this is the type of money every preacher says, oh, be careful, the love of money, because this is the money, the devil's money, but there is God's blessing in the Bible.